Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechas Avodah Zorah, Daf Yud Tes, the first parak lifnei Eidehen. The Zichu Masechas Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem Av Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin Av Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, "Ein adam lomad Torah el mamakom shelibo chafetz." A person can only learn Torah successfully from the area his heart desires to learn. As the pasuk says, "Ki b'Torah Hashem chefso," but his desire is in Hashem's Torah. Levi and Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe were learning Torah before Rebbe, and upon finishing a sefer, discussed what to learn next. Levi wanted to learn Mishlei, and Rabbi Shimon wanted to learn Tehillim. Rabbi Shimon prevailed, and they began to learn Tehillim. When they reached this pasuk, Rebbe taught this pshat, and Levi said, "Rebbe, nasata li v'shuz lamud. Rebbe, you've given me permission to stand and leave since I want to learn Mishnah, and one can only learn what his heart desires." Based on this pasuk, Rebbe Avdimi Bar Chama said, "Kol osik b'Torah, kosh baruch hu osilo chafatzav. Whoever learns Torah, kosh baruch hu performs his desires." Rava said, "B'techila nikreis al shmo shel kosh baruch hu. Initially, the Torah is called Hashem's. U'basof nikreis al shmo. But eventually, after one toils in studying it, the Torah is called his own, as the pasuk says, "B'Torah Hashem chepso, u'basor so yege yom v'layla." But his desire is in Hashem's Torah, and in his Torah, he meditates day and night. Pointing to Rava said, "Lom yomad adam Torah v'achar kach yege." A person should always learn Torah from his teacher until he's fluent in the text, and afterwards study it intensely, because the pasuk first says, "B'Torah Hashem, Hashem's Torah," and afterwards, "U'basor so yege," and in his Torah, he meditates. Rava also said, "Lom wigris ini shu'afa gav d'mishachach." A person should recite Torah even if he forgets it. "V'afa gav d'l'yadim ma'ka'amra," and even if he does not understand what he's saying. Rav Huna darshan the pasuk, "Hon mehevel yimat v'kovetz al yad yarbe." Wealth gained by vanity will diminish, but that gathered by hand will increase. This teaches, "Im osa adam toraso chavilos chavilos." If a person makes many large bundles of his Torah, quickly amassing material, without sufficient time for review, mismayet, his learning diminishes, and he'll not remember it. "Mim kovetz al yad yarbe." But if he gathers by hand, learning small amounts at a time and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning. Rava commented, "Yadei Rabbanu l'hai milseva avriola." The rabbis know this principle, yet violate it. And point number three, Rabbi Alexandri once announced, "Man boi chai, man boi chai. Who wants life? Who wants life?" Everyone gathered him and said, "Give us life." He recited to them the psukim, "Mi yishal chovetz chaim," who is the man who desires life, and so on. "Netzoa shon chmeira," guard your tongue from speaking evil. Perhaps someone may say, "I've guarded my tongue from speaking evil and my lips from speaking deceit. Eloch vezgara b'shena. I'll go and indulge in sleep." Therefore, the Torah instructs otherwise. Sumei rava ase tov. Turn from evil and do good. Ein tov el Torah. And the word good means only Torah, as the pasuk says, "Ki lekach tov nesati lechem torasi al tozovu." For I've given you a good teaching. Do not forsake my Torah. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav said, "Ein adam lomad Torah el mamakom shelibo chafetz." A person can only learn Torah successfully from the area his heart desires to learn. As the pasuk says, "Ki b'Torah Hashem chefso," but his desire is in Hashem's Torah. Levi and Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe were learning Torah before Rebbe, and upon finishing a sefer, discussed what to learn next. Levi wanted to learn Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon wanted to learn Tehillim. Rabbi Shimon prevailed, and they began to learn Tehillim. When they reached this pasuk, Rebbe taught this pshat, and Levi said, "Rebbe, nasata li v'shuz lamud. Rebbe, you've given me permission to stand and leave since I want to learn Mishnah, and one can only learn what his heart desires." Based on this pasuk, Rebbe Avdimi Bar Chama said, "Kol osik b'Torah, kosh baruch hu osilo chafatzav. Whoever learns Torah, kosh baruch hu performs his desires." Rava said, "B'techila nikreis al shmo shel kosh baruch hu. Initially, the Torah is called Hashem's. U'basof nikreis al shmo. But eventually, after one toils in studying it, the Torah is called his own, as the pasuk says, "B'Torah Hashem chepso, u'basor so yege yom v'layla." But his desire is in Hashem's Torah, and in his Torah, he meditates day and night. Pointing to Rava said, "Lom yomad adam Torah v'achar kach yege." A person should always learn Torah from his teacher until he's fluent in the text, and afterwards study it intensely, because the pasuk first says, "B'Torah Hashem, Hashem's Torah," and afterwards, "U'basor so yege," and in his Torah, he meditates. Rava also said, "Lom wigris ini shu'afa gav d'mishachach." A person should recite Torah even if he forgets it. "Ba'afa gav d'l'yadim ma'ka'amra," and even if he does not understand what he's saying. Rav Huna darshan the pasuk, "Hon mehevel yimat v'kovetz al yad yarbe." Wealth gained by vanity will diminish, but that gathered by hand will increase. This teaches imosa adam toraso chavigos chavigos. If a person makes many large bundles of his Torah, quickly amassing material without sufficient time for review, mismayet, his learning diminishes and he'll not remember it. Mimkovitz al yad yarbe. But if he gathers by hand, learning small amounts at a time and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning. Rava commented, Yadei Rabbanu Lahai Milseva Avriola. The rabbis know this principle, yet violate it. And point number three, Rabbi Alexandri once announced, man bai chai, who wants life, who wants life? Everyone gathered him and said, give us life. He recited to them the psukim, Mi yishal chofetz chaim, who is the man who desires life, and so on. Netzoa shon chmeira, guard your tongue from speaking evil. Perhaps someone may say, I've guarded my tongue from speaking evil, my lips from speaking deceit. Eilach vezgara b'shena, I'll go and indulge in sleep. Therefore, the Torah instructs otherwise, Sumei rava ase tov, turn from evil and do good, Ein tov el Torah. And the word good means only Torah, as the pasuk says, Ki lekach tov nesati lechem torasi al tozovu, for I've given you a good teaching, do not forsake my Torah. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud test, and our standard Siman is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibo Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. As they traveled towards Chofetz Chaim Island, where a merchant could be heard calling out, who wants life? Who wants life? So once again, it's a motion. The captain of the yacht, that must be Ron Duff. Yutes. The captain of the yacht who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibo Chafetz, which reminds us, Rav said, Ein Adam Loma Torah al Mamakam Shalibo Chafetz. A person can only learn Torah successfully from the area his heart desires to learn. As the Pasuk says, Ki Matorah Hashem Chefzo, but his desire is in Hashem's Torah. The Gemara explains what happened when Levi wanted to learn Mishlei and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe wanted to learn Tehillim. So, the captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. Which reminds us, Rav Huna Darshan the Pasuk, Hon Mehevel Yimat Bekovitz Al Yad Yarbe. Wealth gained by vanity will diminish, but that gathered by hand will increase. This teaches Imosa Adon Toraso Chavilos Chavilos. If a person makes many large bundles of his Torah, quickly amassing material without sufficient time for review, mismayet, his learning diminishes, and he'll not remember it. Vimkovitz al yad yarbe, but if he gathers by hand, learning small amounts at a time, and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning. So, the captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishnah, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. As they traveled towards Chofetz Chaim Island, where a merchant could be heard calling out, who wants life? Who wants life? Which reminds us, Rabbi Alexandri once announced, man boy chai, who wants life? Who wants life? Everyone gathered to him and said, give us life. He recited to them the psukim, mi yish al Chofetz Chaim, who is the man who desires life? Netzoa shon chmeira, guard your tongue from speaking evil. So once again, the captain of the yacht, who always learned at Mishlei, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. As they traveled towards Chofetz Chaim Island, where a merchant could be heard calling out, who wants life? Who wants life? All right, so now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Tezvav. So the Siman Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The idolater fruit bowl salesman, fruit bowl. That must be run Daf Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat, fruit. Fruit bowl. The idolater fruit bowl salesman who was angry at a Jew who refused to sell him a behema gasa donkey to carry his merchandise, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that it's forbidden everywhere to sell behema gasa, large livestock, to an idolater. Rami Breda Ravieva explained, Gezer Mishum Nisune, it's a decree because of testing an animal before the sale. Sometimes a Jew may sell an animal close to Shabbos, and the non-Jewish buyer will ask to test the animal's ability to carry. The animal will hear its owner's voice and walk with its burden, which pleases the seller, and he thus violates Mechamrach Behemto B'Shabbos, walking after his laden animal on Shabbos. So the idolater fruit bowl salesman, who was angry at a Jew, refused to sell him a behema gasa donkey to carry his merchandise, was shocked when another Jew sold another idolater a cow, explaining that perhaps it was bought for shechita, which reminds us, Rav Huna once sold a cow to an idolater and explained to Rav Chista why this was permitted. Emer l'shechita zavna, say the idolater bought it for slaughter, not for work, and the Mishnah's ban would apply to animals not commonly eaten, for example, horses, and are purchased for work, or wherever the idolater says his purchase is for work. Ravashi provides a rule, koheka de ikula misla talinen, wherever one can make a reasonable assumption for a leniency, we make that assumption, va'afogav de mitzuvah, even though he's commanded regarding the property's work. If there's no reasonable assumption for leniency, he cannot even sell something which is not his own responsibility because of lifnei iver for the buyer. For example, selling farming tools to someone suspected of violating Shemitah. So the idolater fruit bowl salesman, who was angry at a Jew who refused to sell him a behemoth as a donkey to carry his merchandise, was shocked when another Jew sold another idolater a cow, explaining that perhaps it was bought for Shechita, but wouldn't sell a donkey to another Jew who was suspected of selling donkeys to idolaters. Which reminds us, it's forbidden to sell animals to a Jew who's suspected of selling them to idolaters, and we don't say that perhaps he's going to sell it to a Jew. Daf Tezayin. So the Simur Daf Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes. Toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin. The builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Shor Shel Patam Mahu, what's the halacha regarding selling a fattened ox which is unfit for work? The question is relevant according to both opinions of the Mishnah Daf Yudalot on the base. Although Rabbi Yudah permits selling a shvura, a broken animal, meaning injured and incapable of work, that may be because it can never become capable of work, whereas a fattened ox, where if the buyer retains it and feeds it less, it comes into the category of animals capable of work, perhaps it would be forbidden. The Gemara continues and explains the Rabbanan's reason why, although they prohibit selling a shvura, they might permit selling a fattened ox. So the builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes and his injured lion with large toes to a goy, which reminds us, in a discussion about whether one can sell a chaya gasa, it brings a discussion of selling an injured lion which is incapable of work. So the builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes and his injured lion with large toes to a goy, because they were useless in the building of a basilica stage for a king, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which type of basilica is permitted to build for idolaters. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer was seized by heretics and later explained that he was punished for hearing and enjoying a heretic's explanation of a pasuk, thereby transgressing, Harchik me'aleha darkecha, distance your way from her, zu Minas, this refers to heresy, v'al tikrav el pesuk besa, and do not come near the door of her house, zu harushus, this refers to the authorities. In another version, Minas and Rushus are both referenced in the first clause, and the second clause teaches to stay far from a zona. So the used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas sold one to a soon-to-be Baal Tshuva who had bags of money with him and planned to travel a long distance over seven rivers, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Maaser of Beleza Madurdia and the Zona and his coming to the realization regarding Tshuva that Eina Davatuli El Abi, and how Rebbe cried and said, Yesh Kona Olamo Bekama Shanim, there is one who acquires his world over many years, V'yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas, and there is another who acquires his world in a single moment. He added, it's not enough they accept Bali Tshuva, El Shikorin Osam Rebbe, but they even call them Rebbe. So the used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas sold one to a soon-to-be Baal Tshuva who had bags of money with him and planned to travel a long distance over seven rivers and told two rabbis who wanted to buy the same car that the one who was Osik B'Tor Gmilas Chasadim could have it and not the one who was only Osik B'Tor, which reminds us. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trudim were both arrested by the Roman government. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Chanina, you're fortunate, for you've been seized for only one thing, teaching Torah publicly. Woe is me, for I've been seized for five things. Rabbi Chanina replied that Rabbi Elazar was fortunate, for he would be saved despite being seized for five things, but he would be executed despite being seized for only one thing. He explained that Rabbi Elazar engaged in both Torah and Gmilas Chasadim, whereas he engaged in learning Torah only. As Rav Huna said, Kol Osik B'Torah Bilvad, whoever is only involved in learning Torah, Doma Kamisha Inu Elka, is similar to one who has no God. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, which reminds the Gemara tells about the execution of Rabbi Chanina ben Trudim for teaching Torah publicly. He told his Talmidim what he saw. Gilyan Nisrafim Ve'osios Porchos. The parchment is being burned, but the letters are flying off. He refused to end his life by opening his mouth, but accepted the executioner's offer to remove the wool and quickly end his life. The executioner jumped into the fire after him, and a baskol proclaimed him ready for Olam Haba. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kala who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Bal Hanes Pushka, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how Rebbe Meir saved his sister-in-law, the daughter of Chanina ben Trudim, from a house of Zonos, where she had been put by the Romans, by bribing the guard and teaching him to say, El Kad Demer Aneni. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kal who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Bal Hanes Pushka was disturbed by the rowdy laughter of the Moshe Blatzin, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether it's permitted to attend various events, such as stadiums, and if they are forbidden as Moshe Blatzin, a session of scoffers. Rabbi Shimon Pazi darshan the pasuk, Ashrei Isha Sholach Ba'atzas Rishayim, praiseworthy is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, Bader Chataim Lo Amad, and did not stand in the path of the sinful, but Moshe Blatzin Lo Yashav, and did not sit at a session of scoffers. This progression teaches that if he merely walks on a sinful path, he'll come to stand there, and if he stands there, he'll come to sit among scoffers. If he does, he himself will come to scoff. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you want it's forbidden to sell animals to a Yisrael who is suspected of selling them to idolaters? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you want about the difference between buying from a merchant in an idolatrous market versus buying from a Baal Bayis She'ena Kavua? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about the importance of distancing oneself from minas, from heresy? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we darshan the pasuk mi ish al chofetz chaim? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we darshan the pasuk im kovetz al yad yarbit to mean if one gathers by hand learning small amounts at a time and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss selling a behemoth daka to an idolater? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn? Ein adam lo matore el mamakum shelibo chafetz. A person only learns Torah successfully from the area his heart desires to learn. That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss? Which type of basilica is permitted to build for idolaters? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss whether it's permitted to sell a fattened ox to a goy? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn about the mice of Elazar ben Durdia? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.